Welcome into Texans 360. It's the final 4 week. We are immersed in it here at NRG Stadium. I'm your host, Drew Doherty, with my good pal, DP Sidhu. And we've got a big show this weekend. We're going to talk with Brian Peters, the special team standout. We're going to do a fashion show, but we start with some hoops because naturally you got to go there. And we thought, what would happen if you picked five of the greatest basketball playing Texans and put them on a team? And DP, you got to start with the new guy, the big guy, 6 foot 7 inch quarterback Brock Osweiler.
Sometimes 6'8".
Yeah.
Depends on where you look. But yeah, he was actually a big basketball player, committed to Gonzaga after his freshman year in high school. So I think that's a great place to start, and tallest guy on the team.
Yeah, so he had the skills to play there in college. You know a guy who did play basketball in college? Pro Bowl wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, yeah.
He's a natural for this team as well.
Well, you know, he won the state championship in high school and a three-time All-State. He actually played a little bit of basketball for Clemson, and then obviously we know how that story ended. Decided to go on and play football, but DeAndre Hopkins, a nice choice as well. We got quite a few basketball players on our team, don't we?
Yeah, those are the two, like, most accomplished basketball players. And then if you got those two, let's give them or put them in the backcourt, and then let's go with muscle up front. Let's start with, how about Jadeveon Clowney?
Oh, yeah. Track star, basketball player, all-around, big athlete. I mean, who's going to go up against Jadeveon, right?
Yeah, and who's going to guard Vince Wilfork in the middle?
Vince Wilfork, well, we saw what he could do on Hard Knocks last year, right? Didn't he call himself the virtual Michael Jordan or Vince Michael Jordan Wilfork or something like that? And he looked like he couldn't miss a shot. And, you know, if you ever need him to kick any field goals, he's your guy too. But
yeah,
I definitely would stick him on the basketball court.
You know, he said that's what you got to call him, and who's not going to call him that? I mean, yeah, okay, Vince.
Whatever you say.
And we got to top it off, the fifth and final member of the team. You got to throw in number 99, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I think J.J. Watt is a lock no matter what sport you play. And, you know, he brings a level of competitiveness
Wherever
he goes. And I think you might be referring to a dunking video. Is that what we're, yeah, that where we're headed with this?
Where he's rehabbing. He's still in rehab from the groin injury. I mean, that's amazing what he's able to do already.
J.J. Watt, bring in some nice. That's a nice little team you put together there, Drew, I got to say.
I think we put together.
That we put together.
Come on.
Texans
come on,
need a little off-season basketball team, too, don't we?
Yeah, we should.